Maryland's not so big until you have to travel it just about every day.
That was Republican gubernatorial candidate Charles Lawler on the campaign trail recently. WIPR's Brett Jaspers caught up with Lawler as he explained his proposals and introduced himself to voters.
Been married for 20 years, 21 years in October. I have four beautiful daughters and the most beautiful grandson you'd ever see in your life. In fact, I got pictures of him if you want to see. I never thought I'd be that guy, but I am that guy.
In a recent meeting with Anne Arundel County voters, Charles Lawler talked about his family, his military service as a Marine Corps officer, and business experience as manager of the Landover facility for Cintas, the uniform company. But these small business owners are most interested in Lawler's economic proposals, like phasing out the personal income tax over 5 years.
Like Florida. Like Texas. That's the first smile I've got at him all day. Like Florida. Like Texas. Like Tennessee.
He says he would make up for the lost revenue by limiting the growth of state government. He often mentions Art Laffer's endorsement of his ideas. Laffer is the former Reagan advisor who held that lower taxes generally increase economic growth. And Lawler wants health insurance to be sold across state lines, despite its complications. Here he is at a recent candidate forum at St. Mary's College.
It may take 2 years, it may take 4 years, it may take 6 years. But you know what? Another question I'd ask is, how long do you think it's going to take before this Affordable Health Care Act is going to work?
He has a particular viewpoint, political viewpoint, but he very much enjoys interacting with people. And you could see that, and a lot of people respond to that.
Michael Kane is a political scientist at St. Mary's. He's seen Lawler in action several times in the past few years. Lawler's from neighboring Charles County, where he chaired the GOP Central Committee. He also ran unsuccessfully for Congress against Steny Hoyer in 2010. As a statewide candidate, Lawler talks a lot about the evils of partisanship.
It is the new segregation of our age. It won't be long if we don't stop this madness. There'll be Democrats' water fountains on the left side and Republican water fountains on the right side.
In a bipartisan move, Lawler has campaigned in Baltimore City, despite the small number of Republican voters there. It's a general election strategy that GOP candidates have to play in the primaries, according to former Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele.
Believe it or not, you know, members of the black community are watching you as a candidate. They want to see how authentic you are. They want to hear what you're saying, and they want to see what you're doing. And that's true for all candidates, but it's, you know, yeah, it's notched up a level for a black candidate.
But the odds are long. In the latest St. Mary's poll, Lawler's support did not break 4% of registered Republicans. I asked him, in a state where Democrats so consistently dominate, why run?
I've taught my daughters that integrity is what you do when no one's looking. With all those principles and things I've showed them, for me to run away and just say, you know what, I'm going to keep my cushy executive job, I'll be fine, let somebody else worry about it, when I believe that I can make the kind of difference needed at this time, I just couldn't turn my back on it.
But you do want to be careful.
Michael Steele.
You don't want to be the perennial candidate who always loses, because you don't get that many bites at the apple in Maryland, Democrat or Republican.
Lawler most certainly doesn't want to be that guy. For WIPR, I'm Brett Jaspers.
Maryland's primary election is June 24th. Early voting begins June 12th. For more election coverage, go to WIPR.org/programs/elections.